He's over.
Very good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. This evening, we will be talking with Chaya and Rivka Braver from the Pepper Mill, a very interesting store where I had the pleasure of attending a cooking demo by Gila Hackerman, who's been on the show before. She is the cookbook author of The Kosher Revolution. One thing that attracted me to the store, aside from Gila's demo, was I had heard a lot about it from various cookbook authors whom we had on the show, various cookbook authors whom we've interviewed on the pages of our blog. When I went there, not only did I find a plethora of interesting cookware, stuff that is usually hard to find, I also found a lot of exotic ingredients, including my favorite, after all, I am a South American, Chol of Yisrael, dulce de leche. That by itself already made my visit to the Pepper Mill worthwhile. As a matter of fact, just because of that one item, I am sure we'll be visiting the place many, many a time. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Rivka Braver.
And I'm Kyla Braver.
Very good.
It's a pleasure to be on your program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's a pleasure talking to you. So tell us, when you decided to go into business, why this particular type of store? And I understand a cookware store. Where did the idea come to have stuff that is usually hard to get, both as far as cookware and as far as some of the ingredients that you have there?
That's actually a few questions in one. We started the store because both of us are very interested in cooking. We spend a lot of time in our kitchens and we enjoy it. And whenever we were in other areas in the United States, we would always enjoy visits to kitchenware stores, and we felt that the kosher world was missing something like this. So we began. It started out pretty small, and as we became more experienced and we learned new things, we kept bringing interesting new items to the kosher cook in our neighborhood. By now, Baruch Hashem, we have a very large following. People know about us, I would have to say, all over the world.
Absolutely.
We're always looking for interesting items and things that will help Yiddish balabustas, because I don't think anybody spends as much time in our kitchens as we do.
Well, among the stuff that I saw there was some very interesting baking ingredients for the bakers in the audience, like, for example, Bavarian cream, lemon cream, so on. I mean, stuff that is not usual. In fact, usually people would have to make their own. I have never seen it in a store yet. And yet, you have it there.
Well, we actually make it available to the home baker. Most of these items are available from bakery suppliers in large quantities that bakeries would purchase, and that would make it difficult for the home baker to have the accessibility of those items. So
absolutely.
So we are actually buying those things in bulk and repackaging them and making it easy to use, and it also gives you the ease to prepare a dessert much quicker than if you have to make the Bavarian cream yourself or just open the container and, you know, prepare your Napoleon or eclairs or whatever it is that you're preparing.
One thing that I liked about your store is that not only do you sell products, but you also, I understand, have a lot of cooking demonstrations.
Yes.
Care to tell us about some of the ones you've had lately?
We've had people who put out new cookbooks. There's a new book on the market called Fresh and Easy. It was put out by a woman named Leah Shapiro. She started
from Lakewood.
She started by writing in various Jewish publications, and she achieved such popularity that she felt it was time to put out a book. So we invited her to promote her book and teach some of the recipes in the book, and that was very well attended. Today, obviously, we had Gila there, also very enjoyable, and it gives people more information about the new cookbooks and new techniques that they can learn from the new cookbooks. Yesterday, we had the author of a different book. There's a new book called Dash that was put out by Torah Academy for Girls in Far Rockaway. The author, Rebecca Nomberg is her name, was here treating us to some other tasty items from her book. So there's always something going on, and people are always looking to have some interesting entertainment, teach them more about cooking, and they're usually very well attended.
Do you have any, besides cooking demos, do you have any other personalities from the cooking world coming to you?
Well, we have a lot of local chefs. They may not be as famous as people who have cookbooks or food blogs, but we have a baking series on Sunday afternoon for girls that is an hour of a hands-on class for girls ranging about 10 to 13, and they learn a range of different recipes, and it's all hands-on, so they could be baking challah or babka or cookies or decorated cookies that they work with rolled fondant. So they really learn a variety of skills, and the instructor is just, you know, a very talented local girl, Kyla Horowitz. And then we've had other chefs as well. Lynn Kuttner, she's been with the I forgot the name of the culinary school on Coney Island. She's been with them for a while. She's done a couple of classes here.
The Center for Kosher Culinary Arts.
Right, yes. She's done a yeast baking class here. She's done a pie class. We've done fish, we've done chicken, so, you know, she has a following. She has, like, some certain group of women that come here to have a good time, they enjoy, and they really learn a lot. And then Chayla and I do some demos here ourselves, if it's teaching a dessert class or how to use different gadgets and tools. We have next week scheduled a chopping and slicing demo using various mandolins and choppers that various companies put out. We have a Xylus onion chopper, we have from Progressive, we have mandolins from Oxo and Xylus. So those things are actually going to be demonstrated and allow the customer to try them and to get a feel for it. So, you know, it may entice them to purchase that.
So in other words, it isn't just demonstration, it's also hands-on.
Right. Well, we have hands-on classes and we have hands-on interactive demonstrations as well. So, you know, there are different formats. The classes are usually with a registration fee, and our classroom seats up to 12 students, and, you know, it's close to the public. When we have a demonstration, it's open to the public. It's a come-and-go that, you know, we advertise it, and, you know, people attend, and they can ask questions, they can try, and get a feel for whatever it is that we're demonstrating.
That's more informal.
What is the average price for the registration fee on your classes?
It varies if it's a class that the ingredients would be more expensive or, you know, something that the instructor is not as professional and doesn't command as high a fee. But they range from about $50 to $65 for a two-hour, two-and-a-half-hour hands-on class.
You have a lot of unusual stuff there. Where do you find this stuff? Is everything local here from the United States, or you get stuff from other countries as well?
Well, many products do originate from Europe or from Asia, but most of those products are brought into the United States because there is a demand for different tools and different cookware to allow people to cook Asian cuisine or French cuisine. So we choose things that we feel that the kosher cook will find interesting as well. We've gone to trade shows all over the United States. We make contact with new companies. We're always reading trade information, trade magazines to find out what's new in the industry and what would be of interest to our customers. We've even been to Paris to a world-famous baking show to see what we can learn there, and we brought back many interesting items, and we made contact with companies that we are still purchasing from and getting information from. So it's really across the world.
Very good. And, of course, the dulce de leche from Argentina.
Yes.
I can't
when
forget
we found
that
we were
after all.
Since
1962,
favorite,
I haven't seen it in the States. I haven't seen it. When I left Uruguay in 62, that was it. The last dulce de leche I ever had.
I think we introduced it here to the kosher cook.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not familiar with it in the United States. It's certainly
Absolutely.
Not as popular.
Most people think of it, it's a plain caramel, and it's, well, it may be similar, but yet there is a difference. Like I said this morning to you, as somebody coming from Uruguay, we used to think that if you can't get dulce de leche, life is not worth living. Okay.
Many of our customers do feel that way when it comes to before Shavuos or before Hanukkah. They must have the dulce de leche to make their cheesecake and to spread on
crepes. Absolutely.
There are many uses for it, and we sell quite a lot of it before those Yom Tovim.
As a matter of fact, aside from the standard stuff, I have also used it on a variation of the Zachar Torte. The Zachar Torte is very controversial in Austria because there are two different establishments. Each one claims that they have the original one. Actually, they are both wrong. I have the original, and one of my variations is, of course, the fact that I cover it with dulce de leche. It's a completely
instead
different taste. Instead of chocolate on top, there is chocolate inside, but on top, in my variation, I use dulce de leche.
You'll have to
give
us the recipe, and we will have to give it to our customers.
My kids claim that it's almost as good as the one that's completely chocolate covered. So I guess they know what they're talking about by now. Okay. Tell us some of the adventures that you've had in the store or with customers, something funny, something interesting, something unusual, something unexpected.
We had, it's going back about 5-6 years ago, that Joan Nathan had contacted us that she was writing a column in the New York Times about the origin of Kugel. So we...
Okay.
Not all the listeners might be familiar with Joan Nathan, so...
Joan Nathan is a cookbook writer, a very famous kosher cookbook writer. She has a lot of food knowledge, and I think she's pretty famous. So she came down to Borough Park. She decided this is one of the areas that's king of kugel. And right next door to the Peppermill, we have a local takeout deli that's called Hungarian Cuisine. And kugel and Hungary seem to go hand in hand. So we introduced her to that shop, and she tried the various different variations of potato kugel, Lakshin kugel, Yerushalmi kugel. And we actually submitted to her article a recipe for a Yerushalmi kugel that does not need to pre-cook the noodles. After you caramelize the sugar, you're adding the water into that pan, and you put the noodles into that boiling liquid, and the liquid evaporates, and that is the batter that you're left with, and you add the eggs and the extra salt and pepper and sugar afterwards, and that's your kugel. So you're not actually boiling and draining the noodles. And that recipe was a very interesting twist on the Yerushalmi kugel, and that was featured in the New York Times. But aside from that, she had photographed Hungarian cuisine and the street here in Borough Park, and it was an unbelievable response to kugel in Borough Park. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. There were literally hundreds of people coming just to see the Peppermill because of our Yerushalmi kugel and to visit Hungarian cuisine and buy kugel for Yontif. So that was something interesting and, you know, different, not our run-of-the-mill everyday experience.
How many years ago did you start the Peppermill?
We're in business for 14 years, a little over 14 years. We started out in a basement, a very small shop, with very short hours. It was almost like a hobby. and it took off. It achieved a life of its own, basically. We moved
very
out
nice.
To the street after 2 years to a storefront, and our business has increased. And as I mentioned before, people have heard of us all over the United States and even all over the world. We have customers who come and tell us they're from England and they've heard about us in England and ask when we'll open a shop in England. So that is very gratifying. On the one hand, 14 years could be a long time. On the other hand, it seems like yesterday.
When things go well, when the story is well-liked, then yes, 14 years is barely a day. And obviously, you guys are very well-liked.
Thank you. Well, we enjoy what we do, and we do have a passion for cooking, and we're enthusiastic about, you know, sharing our food knowledge and our recipes along with whatever we're trying to sell and the customer would like to buy. So, you know, it's a little catchy, that feeling of the kitchen being fun.
Well, yes, the passion for food shows. As I was walking around the store, as I was listening to some of you talking to the customers, it was quite obvious you ladies are extremely knowledgeable and extremely helpful. You're not shy about giving advice. That's exactly how it should be. That's how the customer feels welcome and comes back for more.
We're always bothered when we hear about a person buying a piece of kitchen equipment, using it once, and then putting it in their cabinet, and there it stays. We like to hear that our customers use it and enjoy it, and it helps them in the kitchen. It makes the job easier, makes the job faster, and they enjoy their time in the kitchen as much as we enjoy it.
What are some of the more popular items, both as ingredients and as cookware?
Well, our most popular piece of cookware is a grill pan. That's a stovetop grill pan that you need to do is just to preheat, and typically your chicken or beef or steak or vegetables would be marinated in some kind of marinade that has a little bit of oil and then some spices, mm-hmm. herbs, whatever your taste is. And then as soon as the pan is hot, you just put your chicken breast, for example. It takes about 3 minutes per side. So 3 minutes, you flip it over. 6-7 minutes, you have dinner on the table. So it's quick. It's low fat. The pan is very easy to clean. We carry various brands and different price points, but our all-clad grill pan is our best-selling. Although it's the priciest, it is our best-selling pan because it performs unbelievable. It has a lifetime warranty, which most people never need because it really is good quality and stands up to use on a constant, steady basis. So I would say in cookware, that is probably our most popular. In bakeware, we sell lots of bundt pans. Actually, Nordicware, who is the originator of the bundt pan, named the Peppermill their largest independent retailer in the United States. So that just shows that we actually do sell a lot of pans. We're always excited when a new design comes out, and the first time when Nordicware actually created a new form other than the original bundt pan, going back about 10 years ago, and then 6 months later, there was another pattern, and we're thinking, how many bundt pans does one actually need? And every time there's a new pattern and a new design, we have customers coming to buy it because they're just beautiful, they enjoy what they're doing, and if you're baking every Shabbos, so, you know, you feel that it enhances your Shabbos.
Well, as a matter of fact, I used to think there was only one type of a bundt pan. Mark Green, the chef, the executive chef at the Glatt à la carte,
mm-hmm.
contributed to my blog. He contributed a olive oil cake, olive oil orange cake. And, of course, mm-hmm. he designed a bundt pan. When I posted it, somebody, another foodie from California, a couple of days later, emailed me that she took that recipe and she did it on a bundt pan that had the shape of a rose. The result was incredible, far, far better than the one I had made.
although the original classic, it's called now the anniversary style bun pan, is still the best seller.
Right.
So, you know, that outsells them all, but they're are beautiful. There's actually a new one this year. It's called the Heritage
Absolutely.
Bun Pan. It's really, really beautiful. Sharp angles on a diagonal. It's very attractive.
Very nice. What about the ingredients? What is popular there?
We sell a variety of ingredients. One of our best sellers is Bavarian cream because there is so much you can do with it. You can create Napoleons for an impressive dessert just by buying the ready-made Bavarian cream, buying some pre-cut flaky dough puff pastry squares, baking them, putting the puff pastry together with your Bavarian cream, drizzling it with some ready-made dessert sauce, and you have a magnificent dessert in about 7 minutes. People buy it for fruit tarts. They buy it for donuts. It has many, many uses, and I would have to classify that as our best-selling ingredient. But we also sell some hard-to-find ingredients, kosher sushi ingredients are becoming more popular, but we were one of the first people to carry it, and people knew that they could find it here. We carry unflavored gelatin, which obviously needs strict kosher certification so that it's totally parv and it's not made from any unkosher animals, and we do carry that. We carry a variety of oriental sauces, all with hechsher, which are helpful when you want to create any Asian dish. We carry the best quality vanilla extract and vanilla powder, which also enhances your recipes. So people will turn to us whenever they're reading a recipe and they see an ingredient that they're not familiar with, and they will automatically call and ask if we have it. And we're glad to say that most of the time we do.
Very good. Obviously, you have your pulse on the industry. You understand what the customer wants, what the customer needs.
We do try.
The first ingredient for success.
Yes, that is true.
Okay, now let's discuss a little bit about what's in the future.
Well, the peppermillinc.com has been around for about 8 years now, and our website is right now under construction, although it can be visited. You cannot be too successful in
placing
orders on it.
Yes, I am there right now.
What?
I am at your website right now.
Okay. Well, if you check back with us in a few weeks, you will have a beautiful brand-new site with
updated technology.
So it will be easy to navigate, easy to shop, easy to look for our recipes, our newsletters. We have a quarterly newsletter that we mail out to subscribers who have actually been in our store and left us with their name and address. And our mailing list keeps on growing. Every quarter when we do another newsletter, we have a few hundred more to add. And the newsletter has a very big following. So the future on the newsletter, we just went color. For years, we had our signature colors. It was ivory and green. That's the colors of the Peppermill. This past newsletter for Hanukkah was a colored newsletter. It was a very good upgrade, and we got a lot of positive reviews on that. Our newsletters are sent out, and the recipes that we put in there are tried and tested. The gadgets and tools that we put in there are always new. So that's how we let our customers know of what's the latest trend out there and things that we're excited about that can enhance their cooking experience. So our newsletters are always becoming more and more innovative. And
our customers wait for them with bated breath. Before he enters, they'll come in and they'll say, is your newsletter in the mail already? And we're glad to reassure them, yes, it's on the way. Are there good recipes in it, they ask? Of course. We're always looking to bring new ideas, new recipes, and most people tell us that when it comes to Oyentas, they will try every recipe in our newsletter. So people enjoy it. We feel good about it, and we feel
Such
like we're really
the
doing
case,
the service.
When are you coming out with the Peppermill magazine, then?
It's food for thought.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Okay, and we have about 5 minutes left on the show. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how hard or how easy the road was until you got here.
Well, every road to success has a lot of behind the scenes, which nobody sees, and it's a lot of time and effort. But we enjoy what we're doing, so it makes it pleasurable. But, you know, like everything is, if you work, you see the product, and you see the results, hopefully, but it's work.
Absolutely.
There are ups and downs. You know, there are times when we come up with an idea and it works out very well and it's a major success. And there are other times that we think that some new product or a new way of selling it will be enticing and it doesn't work out as well as we hope. So one picks themselves
up.
Oh,
that's the way business is, unfortunately or fortunately.
Right. There's always room for new ideas.
And just walking into your store and looking at all that stuff and smelling the aromas that were going on from the cooking today, that was absolutely pleasurable, both in the kitchen with us
nice.
And both when Gila was cooking for the audience.
Whenever we have a cooking class, we try to keep our front door open because the smells float outside and people walk in and comment on how good it smells. So that's part
absolutely.
Of the appeal.
Right, right. It's a fantastic way of advertising without actually advertising.
Follow your nose.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, once you come in, you're impressed by everything else in there, so there is no way you can help yourself, but you have to come back to that store. The displays, everything that I saw around it was very tastefully done, the choice of colors, everything very nicely done, almost like if it was done by a professional designer.
Well, by now we have 14 years of experience, so we do have a feel for what's going to catch people's eyes. And, of course, being that most of our customers are kosher consumers, we try to find things in a range of colors. So if they like an item, they can buy it in three different colors from Ilchik Fleishig and Parav. So that adds to the colorful items in our store.
Okay, and we're just about done. Thank you very, very much, ladies. Thank you very, very much to our listeners. We'll
Thank
be back next
us.
Week. My pleasure. We'll be back next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Here, same internet radio station, blacktalkradio.com/kosher scene. Our guest next week will be June Hirsch, the author of two cookbooks, Recipes Remembered, where she interviewed Holocaust survivors and spoke about some of the recipes that they loved from before the war. And she also wrote Kosher Carnivore, where she brings recipes, meat recipes, beef, lamb, and so on, paired with her favorite wines. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again next week, Be'ezras Hashem. Good
Thank
night,
you. Good night.
One and all.